There we is. Do you know what the big leader of pollen is in Missouri?
You just told
Henbit.
me.
Don't ask me to spell it. Well, I'll try to anyways. H E I N B I T or B I E T. Henbit. I hope I got that right. Becca, thank you for being on the show, and thank you for being so awesome helping out with my daughter's wedding the other day. Let's get back to talking about henbit. I'm going to be embarrassed if I'm not pronouncing that right.
Yeah.
Mike Z's on the show. Good morning to you. Hey, guys, don't forget about the men's retreat. Jeanette Atkinson's on the show. Dot Morris is on the show. Thank you guys for being on the show. I probably. Dennis Shriver. I'll bet they got some henbit out in Mexico. Hey guys, check on that to make sure I'm saying that right. And that's actually Michael Tucker's on the show. He's ready to go. He'll be at the men's retreat. So I've often wondered, did you ever ponder while you were driving the rural parts of Missouri, wondering what the purple flowers are that grow in springtime? Just say yes, I was. I
Yes,
was.
I was.
It's called henbit.
And are that the ones that they're actually kind of pretty,
They're
aren't they?
beautiful. I don't
Yeah.
know. They go, I don't know, four or
You
five
know
inches
what?
tall.
I got a whole yard full of that.
So if you're clearing your throat this morning and that kind of thing, it may be coming from that. So if you guys help me with some research, Mike Frost is on the show. I don't even think they got henbit down in Florida,
Florida.
do they?
I don't know.
And Terry Bjerk's on the show. So anyways, I just thought that was kind of interesting. Because it covers our grounds all over Missouri, especially the rural areas. Let's see what Dennis Shriver says. Asking prayers. We listed our house in Arizona, asking for the Lord to place the right buyers in a quick sale. Thank you. Yes, Dennis, we will put that on. Keith Dennis is on this morning. Let's see. Jeannie Lauer is on the show this morning. So I'm here with my co-host and friend Mike Wood Sr. You have really turned into a fashion icon.
William.
You got he is this guy is dressed to the nines. Looks like he has new shirt, new shoes, and new trousers.
They're all old.
They're old, but they're older.
Yeah.
He looks really nice today. Your wife would be proud.
Believe you're right.
Gloria Lawrence and Jeannie Lauber. All right, Mike, pray for us and let's get the party started. Thank you, Jesus.
Dear Heavenly Father, just thank
Thank you,
you for
Lord.
this wonderful day you set before us. We are going to try to enjoy it and be kind and encourage others. Just love the way you continue to guide us, protect us,
Thank you, Jesus.
and keep us accountable
Thank you,
for things
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
that we do. In
Thank you,
Jesus'
Lord.
precious name, we ask and pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Hey. Let me take a drink of my coffee. I haven't really been drinking. Have I just been talking all morning? Sorry for the silence, guys. Gloria Lawrence says, thanks to Aunt Jen for going out of her way to make my sister feel special. Well, praise God. That's what Aunt Jen do. She's a wonderful lady that does a lot of hospitable things. Deanna Fletcher's on the show. Hopefully, Deanna, for heaven's sake, is getting surgery on her leg.
Ooh.
Tiffany Short's on the show. Good morning to you, Tiffany. What in the world goes on? Why do they delay surgery so long now?
We don't have the doctors, I guess, or the rooms. They said emergency rooms are filled up so bad.
Well, how do you think it's going to be? How many million illegal immigrants have been in now? I mean, it's like in the multi-millions now, isn't it? Is it 10 million?
Every bit of it.
How in the world do you guys set surgery scheduled for next Tuesday? I feel so sorry for her. My gosh, how long have you been messing with this leg? Help me understand. We're going to be talking about watering. I love watering, encouraging, getting people to the next level at any part in their life, whatever, if it's a job, health, finances. I want to see people do better. I'm a waterer. Illegal aliens have made a logjam in our society. Do all human beings deserve to be treated fairly and honor God? I believe they do. But we have to take care of our own and work some kind of legal process where we can take care of our own so we can take care of others. I tell you about that all the time, guys. You've got to take care of your own. Listen to me. I just preached this winter on it. Take care of your body. Take care of what God's given you. Then you can take care of your spouse and then take care of your family, which in turn you take care of your church and your neighborhood and all that. Amen?
Absolutely, yeah.
So you can't do that when you're not done. We have so many. We have the greatest country in the world, and no one loves it more than me. But we have to take care of our country. We have to take care of the people in our country that abide by the law and pay the taxes and pay the tab.
Somebody better.
They pay the tab. And then I'm gonna send out something. If you don't like our country, you don't have to stay here. Me and you were watching a show last night where they were talking about how much they hate the country. Was it up in Michigan?
Yep. Yes.
Who says that?
I don't know. You know, people that aren't very grateful.
And they're probably not Christians.
Probably, well, most likely.
I don't know. If you don't like the country, you don't have to stay. Right? There's no sense in complaining if you want to do something about a change.
Yeah.
Anyways, whatever. I don't want to go on a rant this morning. I want to say hello to Carol McKinney, Mandy Garcia, Jeannie Lauber says there's a shortage of insulin now. Did you ever see, do you remember this winter? They had a shortage of antibiotics.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we need to start producing our own stuff.
We need to start producing our own stuff. That's what capitalism is. People not only to get jobs, but create jobs, start their own stuff. We didn't have any antibiotics, and we didn't have any baby formula.
Yeah.
And come to find out, they were saving it for some illegals or something. I don't know what. Man, I'm going to tell you something. When you get to that point, you have outsourced everything so much that it's going to come back to bite you.
You're absolutely right there.
Barb Sheehan, we are absolutely praying for your daughter. We love her, and we're going to pray that God is going to heal her. She's on the list. We're going to do all this here in a minute, and we are. We're with you, Barb. We're going to pray, pray, pray. Let me get on my glasses, and we'll get going. Medicinally, henbit is the best use of internal as tea. It is an anti-rheumatic and anti-inflammatory, so it is great for relieving chronic pain, soreness, stiffness, as dysphoric, and whatever those big words are. Well, thank you. Has medicinal properties. So do some research on it, guys. I'm kind of enamored. Robert Helms, good morning to you, Mr. Robert Helms. Dennis Robertson, my wife has a Facebook store, Plant Love Happiness, and she sells organic items. Plus, she makes her own, whatever that is, and silver and oregano oil. Junior Evans is on the show. Good morning to you, Junior Evans. So, not only does henbit probably messes with your sinuses, but it can also be used for healing. So that's nice to know. If you didn't know that, now you're educated on all things.
Anything that'll help a person get better, right?
Yeah. So check that out. Do your research on that and find out what's what. Let's read our bulletin before we get into the show. We're going to be talking about watering. Watering. Do you like to be a waterer? Mike, what are some of the... You had me over last night and had a four-course meal. Is our topic. And you really watered me and my wife's seed. We really enjoyed that. We enjoyed studying. I enjoyed the fellowship. I enjoy sitting outside watching Mike barbecue. What a nice, cozy backyard you have.
Yes.
Along with a nice slab, and your yard was all cut.
Oh, yeah.
It looks good. And you're just really looks nice. Thank you for helping us.
I'm just glad you could come by.
So that's watering. Watering is helping someone go. So I'm putting out a 30-day challenge today. I meant to do it the other day. 30 days. I want you to share this of watering. And I'm going to give you the definition of it here in a minute. Watering. Like Mike waters my seed on Wednesday morning by bringing me coffee. It could also be considered a gesture just by, you know, doing something. Hey, can I help you? Can I grab the door for you? I want to water. So I wrote down a couple definitions of it. You guys give me your definition of water. Obviously, it's making something moist. So it says pour. And I've read you guys this, but I'm just enamored with what's going on in my spirit. I really want to help you guys. So I hope I'm watering your seed today. So just raise your hand. I want to pour, sprinkle water to encourage plant growth, become wet, a fresh supply. A supply of water. So that's what the act of watering is, is to soak, you know, saturate. So we're here to water your seed today. So whatever that is, get it in here and we'll get going. So let's do prayers first, Mike.
Right.
I know you got a bunch, I got a bunch. Can I read my list? Todd Ferguson's on. Good morning to you, Todd. Mary Ann P., we're praying for you this morning. She has a job interview, and she's going to the dentist, which everyone loves. I don't want to give dentists a bad rap. Dentists are probably out there, dentists probably actually save lives, help people keep healthy mouths. My buddy, Pastor Jay, needs prayers. Brother Jay, if you're watching the show, we love you, brother. I want to say thank you and hello to my wonderful wife this morning, Vicki Rankin. Thank you for watching the show. Share the show. Mike wants more blessings in his life. So that was your son's prayer request before I left last night. And thank you, Mike E., for bringing my wife a taco. Did you know it was Taco Tuesday last night?
Yeah.
You know it was Taco Tuesday. You probably indulged in one, I'll bet.
I did. After I didn't think I'd eat another bite.
Howdy. Hey, are you guys ready to cook some steaks this summer? And what is your... Jason Hugg's on the show this morning. Jason will be coming down, joining us in the men's retreat, all the way from Iowa with his great big camper and his brand new pickup truck.
Oh.
Jason, can't wait for you to... He's actually doing a devotion and going to lead a breakout group with me, Pastor Aaron, and Pastor Mark. Come to the men's retreat. Invite your man. If he goes to it, he'll come back different. All you ladies out there, tell your guy to... Oh, Lord Jesus, what did I do? Let's see, guys, hang in there. I got to get my act together. There we go. Go to the men's retreat. What did I do? Let me try it again. Men's retreat. You're going to go, aren't you, Mike?
I'm planning on it. See how we're feeling there.
Men's retreat. There you go. J.D. Brock's on the show. Hopefully J.D. goes. Todd Ferguson, hope you're there. Join us at the farm. Phyllis needs prayer. Anthony's MRI, we heard, went good. Jimmy Robbins, we're praying for you, brother. I know you lost a friend. Our heart goes out to you. Obviously, my buddy Mike Berger has lost his dad. And we're doing his service here tonight. We're praying for April Reese. April, you have a lot of things on your list there, and we went through them last night. So April, if you're watching the show, we're lifting those up, and God knows what they are. And Donna, we're praying for Donna Wood. She appeared to be doing quite a bit better.
Oh yeah.
So are we on like on a scale of 1 to 10? Is she at 7 or 8 right there?
Maybe 7.
7 with the, and it was the foot or just the toe or both?
Both.
Both. Your son-in-law, Dennis Cass, we're praying for him. So, Dennis, we're lifting you up, brother. We love you, and we know what you're going through. And obviously, once again, my buddy, Dr. D, and his precious wife, Karen Lining. Keep the prayers going. Keep them chugging. And send them some encouraging scripture and let them know we're praying for them. Randy Zamperia, we're praying. That's Donna's brother, praying for that. Your sister, Junie Reinwald. Praying for her today. Lee Preston, Slingshot Van Griff, the Mike Massey family. Gloria Lawrence, if you're on the show, we're going to continue to lift up Joe and his brothers. We love them guys. And Cerise Beck with the loss of your brother. Keith Dennis, praying for your health. Aaron Eaton, praying for you. Lisa Tucker, for your knee. Hopefully... Dana Fletcher gets the a great treatment like apparently you have. Bobby Nunn for healing. Mark Moss. Brother Mark, let's get an update on Brother Mark Moss. If you're watching the show, guys, get out there and tell me how he's doing. Deb Brenneman, we're praying for you and your class up there at Grief Share. Love you, sister in Christ. Teresa and Terry Craighead for salvation. Joel and Angela Stupervich. My buddy Chad Davis, good morning to you, brother. My other good friend Z and his wife Carmella and their kids and all that's going on in that family. They got a lot of cool stuff going on. Them little girls are growing up. And we're praying for Diane and her son Mike. And there were some prayer requests on there that we're praying for you, Diane. We got them. Sarah's MRI. All right, let's see. Obviously, we're praying for my buddy, Jeff Ridley, and Lori Ridley. I'm working on third shift. I'm on my feet all night. Please pray, say a prayer. My feet and knees are killing me. Vicky's eating cheesecake. Mark Dennis is on the show. Tiffany says, Vicky, don't try the cheesecake chimichangas. All right, Mike, that's all I got right now till I go to saying hi to Brenda Stahlsmith. Good morning to you. Manny Garcia says, I love this time of year to collect the medicinal plants that grow wild right out of the yard. Praise God. Good for you, Mandy. So all these people are getting healthy. We hope you are. We're here to water your seed. And I erased our comments, but we're back online anyways. So, Mike, lift them up, and then we'll get going with the show. Thank you, guys.
Dear Heavenly Father, excuse me. Dear Heavenly Father, I want to thank you. Thank you for allowing us to be here this morning. I ask for healing and guidance and protection for everyone out there and those unspoken prayers out there that you know who they are. We ask that you continue to heal us, take care of us, guide us, and protect us. We ask for comfort and strength for families going through any kind of problems. And we also ask you to continue to be in our lives as we try to create a better relationship with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I want to say hello to Shauncine Swoboda. Hopefully she's enjoying some mac and cheese. I want to say hello to Darlene Barrett. Good morning to you, Darlene Barrett. Mm-hmm. Hopefully Sean C and her family are enjoying mashed potatoes and mac and cheese. Did you enjoy it?
No, that was great.
And we're going to enjoy some bacon here shortly from Sean C and Swoboda. Caitlin Scrim is on the show. Good morning to you. A lot of people on. Share the show. Guys, we are officially, spring has sprung. Has anybody not cut their grass yet? You know, if you haven't cut your grass, it's probably a foot and a half tall.
Mm-hmm. Yesterday was the first time I cut it.
Was it really? Mm-hmm. It was up there pretty good, I'll bet, wasn't it?
Well, I had cut the back three times, but the front.
The front was, the back looked like it was, Mark Moss, still not walking yet, but nerves and muscles are slowly coming back.
Praise God.
Mandy Garcia said she cut hers twice. I think we're on our third cut. Let's see. It's not bad in Iowa yet. So let's pray. I want to pray for my buddy Mark Moss. Lord, I just want to pray for my brother. I love this man. And I pray you expedite his healing this morning and put a smile on his face. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I'll tell you what, we'll go back to the prayer wall. Let's take a look at the bulletin, talk about what's going on. Then we'll get in our study. Mike's going to be reading out of 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 through 10, talking about watering. It is awesome. Vicki said, I can't wait to get on a mower. She may not be on a mower as soon as she thinks she is. I'm going to probably forbid that. Her back's doing pretty good, so I think I'll probably keep her off of it. I want to keep her safe and healthy. All right. Tea with Jesus, April 10th, VBS Workday, Men's Retreat. Men's Retreat is, Men's Retreat, yeah, this weekend, Friday and Saturday. Guys, come on up. Some of us are going to be up there Thursday. Bike blessing this weekend. Come get your bike blessed. Fight night. Mike and Mikey and Dave and all the coaches are putting on a wonderful fight extravaganza on the 26th. Mm-hmm. Tickets available online. And then May, we have Moments with Mom, Ladies Breakfast, Thrive Baby Shower, all kinds of great stuff, all kinds of people last weekend. So thank you for being here. Invite somebody to church, will you? It's going to be 30 days of watering. Remember, say it with me. Type it up, 30 days of watering. So all the girls in the office know it's 30 days of watering. We are officially on our way to 30 days of watering. We are going to send it out. We're going to water people's seed. We're going to encourage them. We're going to call them. We're going to take them out for dinner. We're going to buy them coffee. Water the seed. Whatever they got going on, if they need to get a job, we're going to pray for them and get our prayer partners in. If you need healing, get on board. We're watering seed. We're going to encourage. Hello, Carol McKinney. We're encouraging you today for your day. Go to the men's retreat. There's something in here. Alyssa, that's what I want to say. Alyssa had her staples taken out yesterday, and everything is looking great. She is such a sweet girl. God bless her. Thank you for all the prayers. Praise God. My wife seen her in the parking lot. She goes, I'm going to run, go down there and say hi to her. She was already down the parking lot. So God bless you, Vicki, for doing that. Let's see. I'll tell you what, let's get into it. Then we'll go back to prayers. Mike, can you, start in 1 Corinthians chapter 3?
Yes. And I, brother, could not speak unto you unto spiritual, but unto carnal.
Use carnal.
Use carnal, even unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not with meat, because the carnality. For here that we're not able to bear it, neither yet are you able. For you are yet carnal. For whereas there is among you...
All right, hold on. I don't mean to cut you off. I'm sorry. I got to talk to you about this. Listen. Here it is. The Apostle Paul is talking about all the divisions in the church. And back at this time, let's just... What do you call it? You call this 2,000 years ago, I guess, Mike? So 2,000 years ago, there was all kinds of stuff that the church had in Corinth. And you know what they are. I'm not going to get into them. He says, I couldn't address you. When Mike's reading out of King James, says carnal, means worldly. He says, but I, as people of flesh and as infants in Christ, I fed you with milk and not solid food because you were not ready for it. And even now you're not ready. He's saying, here's the deal. You guys ain't grown up. He's talking to the church of Corinth. Mm-hmm. He said, you guys haven't grown up. You haven't allowed anybody to water your seed. You got a seed. You're supposed to be born again. You're supposed to be in the church. You're supposed to be inviting people. You're supposed to be joy-filled. You're supposed to be excited. You're supposed to get to church. You're supposed to invite people to church. But I got to speak to you like a baby drinking milk. Why in this country are we still babying people, especially Christians? Why do we baby people? I think it's good to help people and coddle them if they need to be coddled and help them if they're going through a hard time, but let's move along. And I'm not saying, follow me, Mike. I'm not saying be over the top. You don't have to be like me, or you don't have to be like anybody in particular. But sooner or later, you have to tell your friends and your family, your children, we got to move along. We got to move along. Guys, we got to move along. We're in America. It's springtime. God has blessed us. We're healthy. Mm-hmm. You're healthy. We got to move along. Oh, my foot hurts. My arm, my shoulder hurts. My head hurts. Okay. Well, let's pray about it. And then watch this. Move on. Let somebody water your seed. You have to be moving. You have to, or maybe the best way out of your crisis today is go serve somebody else.
That always.
Serve somebody else. So maybe you don't always need to be served. The best way out of a crisis is to go serve somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
All right. He said, I can't talk to you like mature Christians. You're still on baby food. You're still on baby Gerber baby food. Remember that Gerber baby food? Pureed and inside a glass jar with a metal top on it. Come on. That stuff is disgusting. Huh?
It is, isn't it?
How about the peas? Anybody got to eat pureed peas like a diaper baby? It can't. There's help wanted signs everywhere. They get paid $20 an hour to work at McDonald's.
That's 800 a week that we got for you.
800 a week to work at McDonald's. What's the qualification? You got to be able to pass a burger across the counter. Not that it's bad. It's a great way to start learning and all that. Here's what I'm saying to you guys. Let's water some seed. Let's move some people along. You know, if I'm trying to get my horses back in the corral before I leave, come on, let's go, get in there. And if they don't get in there quick enough, I hurry them up.
That's the best way, isn't it?
Come on. I so here's some comments. It says, Tim Stable said, it seems to help me when I step out of myself and help people. Yeah, amen. That's awesome. Glory Horn said, be a blessing to someone. Anyways, I don't know. Let's water some seed and quit having to be coddled all the time. The Apostle Paul says, I can't address you like a big boy. All right, Mike, it says you weren't ready for it. Now you're not even ready for it. Go to 1 Corinthians 3:3, please.
For you are yet carnal. For where is there among you envy, strife, division? Are you not carnal and walk as men? For while one said, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos, are you carnal?
All right, hold on for a second. He said, here's what's among you. He said, jealousy and strife. Really? You're grown up and you're jealous about something? What do you mean? You're jealous? Mike, I'm jealous. You got a red shirt and mine's only brown. Hey, guys, look here for a sec. I don't want you to get mad. Don't get mad. Pastor Pat went to Roll King and got some t-shirts off the budget rack. You're not mad, are you? They're $5, $6, and $9. Don't get mad.
I'm happy for you.
Yeah. Oh, I'm jealous. I want one of those. Well, you can go out there. Now's the time to buy your budget stuff. Springtime, they're getting rid of all kinds of stuff. Don't get mad. Don't jealous. Are you really? Hold on for a second. You're grown adult. You jealous of me? You're jealous of, you know, if your truck's washed or your something shiny, you're jealous? Really? I'm jealous of them. Really? Man, I don't know. I'm going to go get my own. Right? I'm going to go, if I want, go get it. Don't get jealous. Get in your car and drive out there.
That's exactly
go,
right.
Go out to Tractor Supply. Go out to Real King. They got their t-shirts all over the place. $4.90, $5, and $9 everywhere. Don't get mad. Good night. You go, well, I'm not. Well, inside his church, there's people getting jealous. He said, I can't even talk to you like adults. We're babying 18 and 20-year-old kids. 30-year-old kids. I call them kids because they're kids to me.
Yeah.
You don't have to baby your child when they're 18 or 20. Help them out. You're the parent. I get it. But watch, say it with me, class. Move along. Move along. I was telling Aaron that yesterday when we was working on some stuff. We was with the farm working on the skid steer and the tractor and all the equipment. We were just working like crazy. And I said, the night before it came out, I was out there, you know, out there till dark working on stuff. And I said, I guess I got that trait from my dad, because he said when he was growing up down here in Maryland Heights, his family, the houses were just to sleep in. He said, we never went in there to play. It was a one-room house. Mm-hmm. You didn't go in to play. It's not playtime. It's not playing with dolls. He said, we was outside. So I got that. It's, you know, I don't know. I mean, guys, it's time to get out and get it. I understand, you know, but it's time to move along a little bit. He said, you are the flesh and behaving only in a human way. Go ahead with verse 4. Wait till you hear this one. 3-4. Talking about watering, so here we go.
Okay, 3-4.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what.
It says, for when one says, I follow Paul, and another, I follow Apollos, are you not merely humans? So here's what happened. You know, there's two brothers in Christ. It'd be like me and Mike sitting here go, well, I like Mike better than Pastor Pat. Well, everybody knows Mike's better than Pastor Pat, but it doesn't mean you got to get jealous about it. Amen?
Amen.
He said, you're acting like kids. All right, now follow me here. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 5. Verse 5, it says, what then is Apollos? What then is Paul? Servants through whom which you believed as the Lord assigned to each? I planted, say this with me, we're in 6 now, Mike.
Okay.
1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6, listen to this. I planted, say that with me, I planted. Apollos watered.
Watered.
But God gave the growth. And yours would say God gave the increase, probably. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah.
Listen. It don't matter. Listen, it don't matter how it gets done, just as long as it's done. I got to humble myself. Say this with me. Just as long as God gets the credit.
Amen. You're right there.
Don't worry about how you got it. I don't need to lead everybody to Christ. And let me tell you this, I was in a, and a brother said this, and I'm going to share this with you. Not every church does everything well. And this guy blessed me by saying this.
Mm-hmm.
So, brother, if you're watching my show today, thank you. I can't remember your name, but I was in a conference with some pastors, and they're wonderful people from the Send Network in Kingdom City. I was actually probably in Fulton, I think it was. It was right on the borderline there. Mike's not good at everything. I'm not good at everything. My wife would tell you that, and the people that work here for me at church, they'd tell you he's not good at everything. But I'm good at a few things. I don't want to be good at everything. It's not realistic.
No, but then is it?
Oh, why do you want to be good at everything? You don't want to be good at sewing and crocheting and laying marble. You go, I want to be good at laying marble. I'll hire somebody to knit me a sweater, or I ask Granny to do it or whatever. He said, not every church is good at everything. You know, Have Bible has their little niche. You know, we're good at reaching out. We're good at getting out. We're good at witnessing to families and bikers and rural people and getting people saved. We're really good at getting people saved and baptized and growing in the Lord. You know, there's other areas that, you know, that do other things, you know. There's so many things to focus on. We're trying to get good at what we're doing. Mm-hmm. I mean, at boxing, you're not teaching judo and wrestling, are you? Teaching boxing.
Boxing is it. Yeah.
And it doesn't mean they don't all go together, but that's what we do here on boxing. And every once in a while, people come and say, well, do you guys do wrestling here too? Do you do judo? No. Are those good disciplines? Yeah, they're good disciplines. You have to learn that somewhere else. We don't teach that here. We teach boxing.
And the blessing of the Lord.
Don't get mad. Jason Hugg said, sometimes we water by living a godly life that others see. 100%. There is not a better sermon in the world than you walking it out in front of your family.
Mm-hmm.
Are you hearing me? You ain't got to go around telling everybody, I'm a Christian. They ought to know you're a Christian by the way you act or don't act. Amen?
I think that'd be a good observation on it.
So, I just want to say, if you're good at a couple of things, that's good.
That is.
And don't be jealous if I'm good at, you know, cooking or something. Well, I want to be just like him. Really? Why do you want to be like somebody else? I never really wanted to do that. I just wanted to kind of be, you know, be my own man. So, all right. Hopefully that made sense. Go to 3:6 again. I'm going to read it and I'm going to move on. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6. I planted Apollos water, but God gave the growth, so neither he who plants nor he who waters is anything. What does it say, Mike? But only God who gives the growth.
Amen. Yes.
So we don't have to toot our own horn, and I'm not going to get into that. Go. 3:8. He who plants and he who waters are one. Say that with me. Amen. He who plants, he who waters are one. You basically got to have both, but you have to have seed out there. I told you that. Me and my wife put out 200 pounds of seed in our hay field. God watered it, and he's going to give the increase there, and we'll have a great harvest. So we're working hard at producing the crop.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, how did your tomatoes work out last year? You was doing them in the buckets.
Not as well as, we had them, but we had dang squirrels getting them.
Boy, I seen a little squirrel going across your yard. They ain't going to give no increase, are they?
No.
Hey, if you got squirrels going across your yard, you probably ain't going to have a very good garden. Because squirrels aren't waterers.
You know, I seen a big fat rabbit out there. I'm thinking, I don't know if it's got babies or...
Yeah. Well, I can tell you one thing. A rabbit will chow it down.
Yeah.
The deer actually knocked my fence over the other day.
You mean in your garden?
In my garden. We ain't got anything planted in it yet, but I need to strap it back down and the doors off of it and everything. So I don't think it was the wind. It's been standing for, you know, a year. I think it was the deer. I think.
That wouldn't surprise me. You had all them little does running up there like they was pets.
It's aggravating. Aggravating. And they're, you know, it's getting to the point where it's obnoxious. I'm sure surely in the years to come, they got to have a special season and get some of them out of there. I mean, it's to the point where...
Causing wrecks.
It's extremely dangerous.
Mm-hmm. It's when you pull in there.
Down by my house, it is dangerous. You got
by that church.
Oh man, you got to watch it. I mean, because the problem with it is out there in Lemberg is they really don't have anywhere to go when they get out there. I mean, they got a little wall that, and then I think they get confused. And well, anyways, so I'm sure that's going to be coming here sooner than later. But I mean, it's the point where it's not uncommon to be at my house to see 10 or 20 deer, easy. Mm. And I've seen as many as 30 or 40. So anyways, let's see what Jeannie says. She says, I hope so. I need some more deer meat. Yeah. Time to plant. Yeah, so we need to go get our plants. Me and Vicky got to get going on that garden. And I'm just going to hand turn everything over. I'm not going to get a tiller this year. So Marcy Tola says, our actions speak louder than words. So we got to get our garden in, guys. We got to get cracking. Has anybody got a garden in yet? I'm sure it's time, isn't it?
I think they said it's best to wait until after Mother's Day. You know, I got no freezes.
Okay.
I mean,
all right.
That's what the man who's a farmer said.
All righty. But I know it's coming. So what is Mother's Day?
I think it's right around 1st of May.
First of May.
Which makes sense because, you know, like it could be.
It can, for sure. It can be.
And nothing would be worse than putting out a nice stuff and have it all freeze up on you.
And I'm so wanting to shut off my heaters at the farm. But I don't dare do that, man. I ain't dare gonna do it. Give me another week or two and I will. I mean, like my baseboard heater in the bathroom and stuff, that kind of stuff. All right. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9. This says, for we are God's fellow workers, you are God's field, God's building, according to the grace of God given to me, like a skilled master builder. That's you, Mike, like a skilled master builder. I laid the foundation and someone else is building upon it. Let's take care of how he builds. You were talking a little bit about foundation last night, weren't you? He came across some foundational scriptures.
Yeah.
For no one can lay a foundation other than what is laid. That's Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Do you have anything you'd like to add to that about the coming from you out of King James Version?
Yeah, well, it says there's... for we are laborers together with God pertains to labor in the harvest.
Stop for a second, please. There's nothing wrong with being a laborer. Laborers, listen to this, laborers make the world go around. Laborers make the world go around. Whether they're laborers on a job site, whether they're union, non-union, laborers, me and you, we're laborers in God's mission field. And correct me if I'm wrong, but it says in King James Version, I heard you reading it last night, husbandmen, that is somebody who takes care of a...
you are God's building.
Takes care of a location.
You're God's husbandry, God's field, and tilt land. You're God's building, the vineyard.
All right, Carrie Ornelius says, let's pray for her brother in prayer. Mike, can you do that and pray for her sons today, too, for salvation?
Okay, dear Heavenly Father, we just ask for comfort and strength and healing for the family there. And as we know, when it's your own or just touches your heart a little bit more than one. I ask you to continue to bless and take care of everyone. In your precious name, amen.
Amen. And Carrie, we want to pray that your sons will receive salvation today through this prayer. So let's keep watering that seed and keep that out there. It's very important, guys, for you guys to stay on the prayer wall. We're going to get about, in 5 minutes, we're going to crank the prayer wall back up and pray for those. But we have to have those there so we can pray for them. Prayer changes things. Prayer changes things. So remember, it's share this, 30 days of watering. 30 days of watering. We're going to water people's seed. And when seed gets watered, it grows. So whatever you're wishes are. You want your kids to get saved. You want somebody to be healed, whatever. We got to keep that out there. So keep that in the prayer wall. Amen. So, and I don't want you guys to forget also for you men, the men's retreat is this weekend, Friday and Saturday. Please call the office. Ladies, if your guy wants to be at the men's retreat, call the office because we need to order a couple extra steaks. I seen some of you guys that are out there. Let's see. So there was one in here. Oh, I also wanted to pray for my buddy Bill Cody, who's going to be there. This will be his first time at the men's retreat. So, Bill, I'm excited that you called and want to be involved in the men's retreat. I think you're going to love it. Good morning, Sister LB. All right, so keep that in prayer. All right, let's go to the prayer wall. We will end the show here with the prayer wall. Stay with me, guys. And got to pull it up. EWT prayer wall. There it is. Man, that's easy to get to.
You're getting a bit of whiz with that.
Yeah. All right. We're just going to go down the list. I'm going to have Mike pray for him. So we're praying for Nora Peters. She needs prayer. Gary Thrasher and Sharon Richardson. Carrie for her brother who's having issues. Gwen Shields, we got yours with her son Luke. And Jen Clement for Mary Kay, her prayer request. And Carmella and her kids. Lori Ridley, obviously, for Jeff. Dr. D, Karen Lonning, and Viola Bradshaw as prayer request. Aunt Jen praying for her childhood friend's mom, Phil Chavez. We got you, brother. We were praying for you last night. See that Rebecca is praying for her daughter. And Sally wants to pray for her husband, Felix. Lillian Roberts, we got your prayer for your uncle and Aunt Jen. For Pastor Jay, Sarah Ketz for her kids, and Barb Sheehan for her daughter, breast cancer, Linda Harden, for your prayers. We got your mom, we got Phil Chavez, and then we got Juanita. Back we got your grandson, Taylor, and lastly, Leanne Loudon's friend, Ruth. Mike, lift them up, brother.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing us to ask for healing and comfort and strength for those needing prayer. We ask that you continue to love us so we can love others. Teach us to be kind so we can be kind to others. Mm-hmm. But in the same token, we're asking for healing. We're asking for spiritual healing.
Yes, yes.
And also, dear Heavenly Father, I'd like to thank you for everything and all the praise reports coming in. Mm-hmm. You answered prayers. It's just your patience that you talk about and your love and your guidance. We continue to ask for prayers for everyone here and those unspoken prayers. In your precious name, amen.
All right, so here's what we're going to end with. Okay, Michael Tucker's praying for Marlon. Lord, we just want to pray for our brother Marlon right now and the Michael Tucker family. And Lord, if there's somebody out there that needs prayer, I pray they get their name on the prayer wall. We want to do that. And Lord, I pray they get on our phone tree list. I pray that they call in the show, get their family on that. They get them involved. They invite them to church. Lord God, we really, really need prayer. We really believe, Father God, you hear our prayer. We ask you to guide us into the things of your kingdom. Help us stay focused. Give us clarity of thought and ears to hear this morning. Let us have the greatest day we've ever had. I claim victory as we get into these 30 days of watering. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen and amen. Love you guys. So let me leave you with this. I got to give you something really good. It's going to be Psalms. It's going to be very easy for you guys to hold on to this. This is my watering scripture for you guys today. Psalm chapter 1, 1 through 3. Psalm chapter 1, 1 through 3. Here it is, Mike. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord.
Amen.
And he meditates on it day and night. Guys, we got to meditate on the Word of God. Meditate, pray, meditate, pray. Read the Word, meditate. I know you know Scripture. I know you can recite it. But it says to meditate on it. I got to get my eyes fixed on it. I got to get my thoughts fixed on it. I got to get my friends fixed on it. My wife and my kids and my grandkids. We got to meditate on this Word. We got to think about this Word. I have to process. I need the Word. It's a living Word from a living God. And for us to guys, don't become spiritually dehydrated. Don't become spiritually dehydrated. When all the moisture is sucked out of your physical body, you can die within days. Same with your spirit man. It has to be flooded and watered. Say it with me. It's got to be watered. Our spirit's got to be watered so it's hydrated that it comes alive. See that? You want to make sure that your skin's hydrated. Hydrated. Drink a lot of water. And in order for the scripture to affect your life and water, it has to be read. Has to be heard. Watch this, Mike. And you have to be able to see it. Amen?
Yes, amen to that.
Last verse. He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in season, and its leaf does not wither, and all that he does, what does it say? He prospers.
Amen. That water's going to keep that tree prospering.
Listen to this. Jason Hux says, knowing the scripture and recited does not good. Satan did that. We need to live it. Yes, we need to live it. We need to live it. And we're going to be prosperous in everything that we do.
Yes, for sure.
So I want to say hi to Reba Pierce. Thank you for being on the show. Mike, pray us off the show today, brother. And pray that the seed gets watered.
Dear Heavenly Father, as we close, we'd like to thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you so much for just being in our lives and getting others to try to be in their lives. We ask that you, if anybody needs to be saved,
thank you, Jesus.
Our people are praying for those who need to be saved, that you help them get there. We just ask this in your precious name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Guys, great show. 30 days of water and get it going. Get it percolating. Remember when your grandma used to have that little watering pot?
Yeah. Tea kettle.
It was kind of like a tea kettle, but it's bigger. Back then, my grandma had one. It was galvanized,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, with a black handle.
Yeah, now they're plastic. But get your grandma's watering what do they call that? A watering pot? A watering jug? I'll call it a watering jug. Watering jug out and go water somebody's seed. I am Pastor Pat Rankin with my co-host and friend, the greatest living role model around, Mike Wood Sr. Want to wish you guys a great day. Remember two things. Jesus loves you and I love you.
Have a great day in the Lord.
Have a great day in the Lord, guys. We'll see you later, and God bless you.